Silver Bullet. Rumor has it that shooting a vampire with a silver bullet will kill the vampire. Use a lead bullet, the vampire will recover. Most people think that vampires don't really exist. So why does this folktale persist? Perhaps it's because there is a grain of truth hidden behind the vampirical fantasy. The message behind the fantasy? Silver kills evil. In a natural economy, unencumbered by the schemes of bankers or other charlatans, silver is the money of the people, and gold is the money of the wealthy. As time goes on, the Ponzi schemers worm their way into the system. Silver is a worthless, barbaric relic, they say. Pieces of paper with numbers and pictures of dead criminals are much better. Sadly, a large part of the population believes this lie. The Ponzi worshippers get a license to counterfeit. Over time, the Ponzi worshippers accumulate most of the available silver. Most of the population owns no silver. They own only pieces of paper with numbers and pictures of dead criminals. But some of the common people don't buy the lie. They start stacking silver and gold. Eventually, there is a run. A run away from the paper currency into silver and gold. The banks close their doors. The Ponzi schemers have built fortresses and castles where they hope to be able to survive the storm they have caused. Some survive, and some don't. The Ponzi schemers are rich in physical goods, but they have a huge moral capital deficit. All this is a major inconvenience for the common people. But it is an ill wind that blows quite a bit of good. During the Ponzi ascendancy, the wealth of the common families was stolen from them. It was often stolen even before they created it. Now that the Ponzi people are in hiding, the common people get a rare chance to keep the wealth they are creating. With the banks out of commission, the Ponzi criminals have no way to pay their soldiers. They have a lot of valuable possessions, but they have no efficient way of distributing that value to their troops. The distribution of value was carried out by the banks. Any attempt to introduce yet another Ponzi currency will be fiercely resisted. The extensive and elaborate schemes the Ponzi people have used to maintain control are no longer possible. The wealth of the stackers is increased by multiples. The drama continues and the cycle repeats. If you'd like to speed this process up, buy silver. All this continues to happen over and over because the system does not recognize the fact that humans are very poor at predicting the future. When things happen in a way we did not expect, we need a mechanism to adjust to the new reality. I think the best way to achieve that adjustment is provided by the libertarian lifestyle. Japanese automakers instituted a policy of letting any worker stop the assembly line. Quality and productivity went up. We need to extend this principle to as many people as possible. We can free ourselves by just saying no, and we can bring a halt to most crime. If we can all say no to any proposition, then we can say no to state crime. And it is state crime that inflicts most of the misery on planet Earth. Freedom works. Slavery sucks.